The Aspen Skiing Company canceled the full moon dinner that was scheduled at Buttermilk's Cliff House restaurant last night, as safety concerns are growing on area mountains. In the week since the last snowfall, rocks, dirt, and grass are slowly making gains on the ski runs. Ski Co's Jeff Hanley says this does not bode well for skiing or riding by moonlight.
We just don't have the snow to make it a great experience for people, to make it safe to really ski down in the dark with your headlamp.
Daylight skiing is likely to see impacts too, especially on Buttermilk, which sits at a lower elevation than the other Aspen ski areas. Ski Co doesn't have the ability to make snow up top, and that could lead to more restrictions.
We're not going to close Buttermilk. We could lose top-to-bottom skiing.
That could happen this week. Earlier in the season, skiing at Buttermilk was limited to Panda Peak. Hanley said Ski Patrol will close runs across all four mountains if they become dangerous. The big burn on snowmass closed after winds stripped much of the coverage over the holiday weekend. Snowcat crews are also working on snow farming, that is, moving snow to cover thin areas.
They're out searching for snow and trying to move it onto the open runs.
Next week, Snowmass will host the U.S. Grand Prix, an Olympic qualifier for both the U.S. free ski and snowboard teams. Hanley said the slopestyle course is ready and the super pipe is close. The competition runs from January 10th to the 14th. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.